From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A federal judge in New York has sentenced Faisal Shahzad to life in prison for trying to detonate a car bomb in Times Square. A key piece of evidence in the case has been a videotape of an explosion staged by the FBI. Prosecutors use that video to show how much destruction they say Shahzad could have caused if his improvised bomb had exploded. During today's hearing, Shahzad defended his attempt to kill Americans. The judge cut him off at one point and asked if he had sworn allegiance to the United States when he became a citizen last year. Shahzad says yes, he did, but he says he didn't mean it. This year's Nobel Prize for Physics goes to two Russian-born scientists now working in England. NPR's Dan Charles reports they won the honor for discovering a new ultra-thin and strong form of carbon called graphene.
The two scientists, Andrei Geim and Konstantin Novoselov, discovered graphene in 2004. It's a single layer of carbon atoms laid out in a super-thin sheet. The material has generated enormous excitement because of its unusual properties. It's a superb conductor of electricity, it's flexible, extremely strong, and because it's so thin, you can see right through it. Scientists now are figuring out practical uses for graphene. They may use it in new touch screens, electronic components in computers and mobile phones, or sensors. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
More testimony is being heard in Louisiana today by a federal panel looking into what caused the oil rig explosion that triggered the massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports federal investigators are trying to piece together what went wrong and how to prevent it in the future.
Yesterday, the president of a salvage firm testified that in the hours after the April 20th disaster, BP interfered with efforts to lower an undersea robot to stop the spill. He said the company was concerned about heat buildup from the burning rig, but he thought the robot should be immediately deployed to try to activate the well's blowout preventer. The device never worked to stop the underwater gusher. Officials with Transocean, the company that owned the Deepwater Horizon rig, are testifying today about emergency procedures and what happened when the rig exploded, killing 11 workers. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Consumer groups say a settlement between the Justice Department and Visa and MasterCard could lead to lower costs for credit card users. The Justice Department had sued those two firms as well as American Express for anti-competitive practices, including barring merchants from disclosing the fees they have to pay credit card firms. Assistant Attorney General Christine Varney says prosecutors will now focus on American Express.
American Express prohibits a merchant from engaging in any practice that promotes less expensive cards over American Express.
But American Express disputes those allegations and says the terms of the government settlement would do nothing to enhance competition. A rally is underway on Wall Street, the Dow currently up 143 points. This is NPR News. Japan's central bank has lowered its benchmark interest rate to as low as 0%. And it will set up a $60 billion fund to buy government bonds and other assets. The moves are part of an effort to revive the sluggish Japanese economy, in part by curbing the rise in value of the yen against the dollar. South Africa's government opens a two-day summit today as part of an urgent effort to halt the poaching of rhinos. Vicky O'Hara reports the rhinoceros population there is being steadily diminished by poachers who sell rhino horns in Asia.
More than 200 South African rhinos have been killed already this year, compared to 122 all of last year. Game reserves have been unable to stop the poachers. They fly in by helicopter, easily sight rhinos in the grasslands, and then shoot or tranquilize them. The horn is cut off with a chainsaw, and the animal, if still alive, bleeds to death. The poaching problem is so severe, some game reserves have begun to remove the rhino horns themselves, hoping to spare their animals. Conservationists say it doesn't work. The poachers simply return to remove more of the animal's jaw, killing the rhino. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Organizers of the Commonwealth Games, now underway in India, are considering giving away free tickets to help fill the stands at events. The competition at the Games began yesterday, and many events had nearly no spectators. One possible reason is that a number of the venues had no ticket booths. A top government official says they're considering busing in school children to fill the empty seats. The Games have been beset by problems, including dirty apartment complexes for athletes, a plague of moths and other bugs, and food and security snafus. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.